I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. Have you been wondering if your website's copy is attracting the high-value clients that you're looking for? Or do you think maybe somehow the messaging is bringing in the bad, cheap, low-budget, stressful leads? That's what we're going to be talking about today, because I have personally reviewed over, 300, hundreds of websites for WordPress consultants, web designers over the past maybe 6 months or so. And I'm noticing that there's three critical issues that goes on with the majority, not everybody, but with the majority of websites. And so what we're going to be talking about today is not just how you can write better copy for your website, like what words do you use, what do you not, whatever. I'm going to be talking to you about like three like fundamental shifts, like mindset shifts to make with regard to your copy on your website, because two things can happen. And two things are happening for a lot of people. The first thing that's happening is they're scaring away or even not attracting at all the types of clients that they really want to be working with. These like high value, long term, great clients. But the other thing that's also happening is they're actually attracting the types of clients that are these low budget, low value, stressful types of projects. And so that's what we're going to be diving into today. Like, how do you write better copy? Like, what's the key? Like, what's the secret sauce to make all of that happen? And so we're going to go through three different things that will be probably, like, if you look at the copy on your website and you compare it to what we're talking about here, I think you'll find that these are three like fundamental changes to make to your website's copy in order to attract the types of clients that you're really looking for. And then if we have some time at the end, I might even throw in a bonus. So a bonus idea. So we'll see how that goes. So let's jump right into it. So the first big thing that tends to be the problem with the copy on most websites for web designers is that the content is just too generic. It's just far too generic. You're not speaking to anybody. You're trying to speak to everybody. And this really, it really highlights an issue with your business structure too, where if you're trying to, open your doors to everybody who might want a website from any, for any type of business, for any walk of life, whatever it might be, you're just trying to serve the entire internet, then you're going to find that you're going to have a really hard time creating copy for your website because you're talking to far too many audiences at once. And the more people you try to speak to at the same time, the fewer people will actually hear the message. Everybody will just say, oh, that's for the other guy. And so so the more people you're trying to speak to at once, the fewer people will actually listen. That's the main point that I want to make with regard to the content being too generic. And so everyone's mindset shifts into thinking that this is for other people. It's, everything that I'm reading is not for me, it's for someone else. And here's an illustration to really draw this out. So I used to be a lifeguard. I spent like a bunch of years actually being a lifeguard. And one of the things, like one of the first things that you learn when you are in any sort of a situation where there could be an emergency or something like that going on, you don't just shout out, hey, call 911, because nobody's going to call 911. You're always, when you shout out something like that to try to get help, especially in an emergency situation, everybody's going to hear that. And everyone is going to assume someone else is doing it, right? So they're not actually going to take action. And that's kind of an example of what goes on when you're writing copy that's just too generic for the audience that you're trying to reach. And so what that means is everyone's going to say, oh, well, I hear what you're saying, but it doesn't apply to me. I'm not the one who's supposed to take action now. And therefore, you lose the lead. So the website doesn't attract, the copy doesn't attract anybody. And so what you're supposed to do instead is you're supposed to say, Brian, call 911. Susan, I need you to bring me the backboard. And so like give very specific directions to very specific people. And that is a really critical component with regard to writing better copy for your website. You have to dial into a particular audience. If the content is too generic, it's not going to resonate. And so here's another example. So suppose for whatever reason, just kind of, let's take this outside of the context of web design and let's put it into a different context to sort to help illustrate the point. And the point being that if the content is too generic, it doesn't resonate with anyone. So suppose, for example, you've got some sort of a skin problem. Let's say maybe you've got like little like red bumps or something like on the back of your arm, and they've been bothering you for a long time and you're wondering what to do, and you get to a website and the website says, you know, vitamins for men or vitamins for women or something like that. And then they start listing the ingredients in the vitamins and, you know, vitamin E and A and C and zinc and magnesium and all the different things. Are you going to take action and buy the vitamins for the little red bumps on the back of your arm? Probably not, because you're going to say, oh, well, these, you know, this is vitamin for women in general, or this is vitamins for men in general. How do I know if that's really going to solve the problem that I've got? So contrast that to if someone said, hey, you know, do you have little red bumps on the back of your arm? If so, these vitamins are going to really help with that because, and then you list some reasons why the vitamins really help with that type of a situation. And now you're going to say, hey, you know what? That's the exact problem that I have. This looks like a solution that other people are getting success with. Now I'm going to take action and do something about it. And that's a really quick way to illustrate the point, where if you're talking to everybody, you're not talking to anybody. If you talk to someone specifically, you encourage them to take action to get the help that they really need. And so that's kind of thing number one. The content is just too generic on almost everybody's website. So here's thing number two. The second thing is that you're not giving anyone anything that they actually want when they are consuming the content on your website, because nobody wants technical services, at least not your ideal clients. We're going to get to that in just a second. So what we're talking about right now is the concept of attracting your ideal clients, the actual clients that you want. And if you're in this group or watching this video or listening to this podcast or whatever, if you're here, then I'm assuming that the type of client that you're looking for are these high-value, long-term clients where you can be making, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 consistently in your business serving, you know, 5 to 10 clients. You know, so everybody's paying you about $1,000 a month and doing it consistently year after or month after month throughout year after year. And in addition to that, you're setting up two things, really. So just as a side note, what I'm suggesting is as the better way to structure your business when it comes to the pricing you charge. And we're going to be talking about pricing, you know, probably either next week or the week thereafter. But pricing is definitely coming up. But what I'm telling you here with regard to pricing is if you're not charging enough upfront. So there's two things. There's the upfront cost of building out the website. Then there is, okay, now that we've got all these things built, let's exercise these tools that we just created to actually drive results for your client. And so those are two different parts to the equation. The first part is building out the website and giving yourself the opportunity to actually put all the tools in place to brand it professionally, to get everything lined up. And that's going to take at least $3,000 worth of your time to really do effectively, because you're going to build a website, you're going to set up social media accounts and LinkedIn and Facebook and whatever, and email marketing platforms and social media ads or whatever it means, you know, depending on who the client is and what they need, there's going to be a different set of things that you set up. But the point is, you don't want to just race through it and just try to kind of do the fastest job you can and then move on to the next client, because first of all, that's going to be stressful for you. Secondly, you're not going to be able to do your best work. And third, if you're not doing your best work, you're not generating the results that your client's really counting on you for in the first place. So when I say let's build a website and for yourself that has copy on it that draws in your ideal clients, what I mean by that is clients who are looking for a comprehensive solution for their business. It's not just I want a quick website. They want a website and a marketing plan and help generating business outcomes with their website. That's what I'm talking about, because that's going to be better for you. It's going to be better for them. And it's going to be better for their customers too, because you'll be helping them attract people that they can help. So it's a triple win right on down the line. That's the concept behind building high-value WordPress sites. That's the concept behind the Double Stack program. And that's what I'm talking about right now. How do you do that? How do you connect with clients like this so that you're winning the right clients? And what I'm suggesting that you don't want to be doing is connecting with people that just want your tech services. And we'll get to that part in just a second here about, like, you know, who you actually are connecting with unintentionally that you want to avoid. So but here's the thing. If your ideal clients happen to land upon your website, they're not looking for things like fully optimized websites. Like if you're writing on your website, like if you've got like bullet points of the things that you can do and you're saying fully optimized websites and websites that convert and we do keyword research or search engine marketing or conversion rate optimization or customer acquisition or clear calls to action. We build all of that stuff. Nobody is looking for any of that stuff. The clients that you want to work with aren't Googling for those types of things. They're just not. They're not thinking those things. They don't, those types of phrases don't resonate with them. Those aren't issues that they're looking to solve. Nobody is thinking about those things. For example, I mean, do you think, like, say, for example, if, you know, I work with a lot of people in like health professionals, like in the healthcare, you know, industry, mostly with regard to like naturopaths, dietitians, doctors of various sorts, functional medicine doctors, things like that. And do you think that, you know, somebody's chiropractor, like your chiropractor is out there, you know, having a conversation over dinner saying, man, you know what I really need? I really need some clear call to actions and, you know, some keyword research to really make this happen for me. I mean, no, they're not thinking that. And then of course, the next step isn't happening either. They don't then go onto the website or onto Google or whatever and start searching for where can I get somebody who really knows how to do that keyword research? Or where can I find somebody who really knows how to build an optimized website that's responsive? You know, people don't think that way. The types of clients that you're trying to connect to, those aren't the thoughts in their heads. Those aren't the words that they use to communicate. Those aren't things that they even understand most of the time. And they're certainly not going on Google looking for that. And even if they did, and they landed on your website and you were talking about keyword research and optimizations and all that other stuff, how are you differentiating yourself from the other guy that's talking about the exact same things with the exact same words? And then how is the client supposed to decide whether or not you're better or they are better or whatever, unless it just comes down to price? And so that's kind of the big issue here. So how do we sort all that out? And what do you do that's better? So, you know, people aren't searching for those types of terms, right? So who is and who is and why is it the case? Like, do you find it to be the case that your website, like the leads you get from your website, tend to be low value, low budget, stressful types of clients that are just trying to work you to death, that, you know, maybe just trying to pick your brain for information. They're not really trying to get any sort of a comprehensive help. Whereas the types of clients that either come in through like a word of mouth referral, or maybe you meet somebody or some kind of a personal interaction, even if it's not local, if it's some sort of a personal interaction, don't you find that those clients tend to be far superior in terms of the work, and not as people, like, you know, everybody's fine or whatever, but in terms of the work relationship aspect of it, don't you find that those types of clients where you have a personal interaction are much higher quality leads than the people coming in from your website? So why is that? So what's going on your website that's attracting these bad leads? And here's what it is. Most of the time, if on your website you're typing things like all the stuff that we just talked about, you know, customer acquisition and clear call to action and search engine marketing and keyword research and all the different things that you can do, you know who's searching for that? The types of people looking for that kind of stuff are people that are outsourcing their work to somebody else. And that can look like two things. So it could be the case that the job is just too crappy for them and they're just trying to pass it off to you. So like overflow work. Have you ever heard anybody say, oh, well, let me send you the overflow work? You know why it's overflow? It's overflow because they don't, the original people don't want to do it. The client is not either, you know, paying enough money, or it's high stress, or they're just difficult people to work with, or the project is just junk for one reason or another. So it's now, that's overflow work. Because if it was a great client, the other clients would be the overflow work, right? So you're by default, if you're kind of setting your business up to be like, you know, let me just take your overflow work or whatever, you're setting yourself up to receive a lot of crappy, low budget, high stress leads. And so so my recommendation is don't do that. And so, but the other thing is, if it's not the overflow work, it's somebody who's kind of a business owner, who's sort of tech savvy, and they think that they know what they want, and they're now going to search the internet for just the lowest price, cheapest possible option to try out their idea, right? So the emphasis is really on two things. The first one is the trying out of the idea, right? They don't really know what they want. They feel kind of overwhelmed by the whole situation, but yet they're kind of gung-ho about it at the same time, meaning that they really want to do something. And so they're just going to try to do it as cheap as possible and, you know, and tell you what to do. And then they'll see what you've done. And then they'll, then now that they're actually seeing something kind of tangible before them, then they'll have new ideas and ask you to change it. And then after that, the next thing you know, you've, the scope just creeps out of the all over the place. Everything becomes pretty much unreasonable. And you've got these really bad, you know, really high stress clients that you can't wait to get rid of. And you certainly don't want to be setting up ongoing, like month after month relationships with people like that, because they just want somebody as cheap as possible. So, or here's another thing. It could be the case that they want somebody as cheap as possible just so they can mark up the rates, right? So like if it's not overflow work, if it's, if maybe they're a web, like a web person, like salesman type person, and you know, they don't really have the implementation skills, but they have the ability to connect with people who need websites for one reason or another. And so then they try to find somebody who they can outsource some of the implementation to. And in those situations, those are clients who are looking for really cheap rates so that they can mark the rates up so that then they can make a profit off of the whole, you know, outsourcing the development. All of those three situations aren't really that great. You know, you don't really want those types of clients because those aren't going to be the high value long-term clients that we originally kind of, you know, like when we set the bar, we said, you know, at the beginning of this talk, you know, the types of clients you want your website to attract are these high value long-term clients. And I'm talking about like on average making like 15 grand a year or so over the course of an annual relationship. You know, not people aren't necessarily writing you a $15,000 check right off the bat, but I'm talking about, you know, get at least 15K per client over the course of a year. And so, you know, maybe like somewhere like when you build out the website, you should be charging at least 3,000, if not up to $10,000 to build out the online presence. So let's just say 5 grand kind of for the build out. And then you get a retainer in place for, you know, not a huge amount. Like most of the time I recommend about 10 hours per month. That's it. That's like 2.5 hours per week. You're not asking them to hire you on full time at, you know, like the 40 hour a week thing. We're talking about like 2.5 hours per week. But the point behind it is if you're not at least engaged at that level, nobody is using the stuff that you just set up. Therefore, the results won't be coming in because you can't, everybody knows, you know, I know, we all know that you can't just put anything. You can't put a website or a landing page or anything on the internet and just let it sit and expect some kind of a result to come through anymore. It used to be that way, but it isn't that way anymore. And what we're talking about is why is it different today than it was before? And the reason that things are so different is because all the stuff that used to be valuable to do, it's so inexpensive now. Like the technical services, like build a website on Wix or find somebody on Upwork or whatever it is that you want to do, it's so inexpensive to just get the tech services. So everybody now has that and you need to take it to the next level. And the next level, which very few people have, is somebody actually doing something to exercise the tools that just got created. And that somebody should be you because your client doesn't know how. And if you kind of put it on them, I mean, who here, I mean, if you've got a client that has said to you, you know, just give me the website and I'll do the updates, I'll do the blogging, I'll send out the emails, you know, put in the comments if that ever works out for you. Does that ever work out? And if so, for how long? Maybe a month? And then what? And then they stop the blog post and then they stop everything and everything just kind of stalls out and sits there. They don't get the results. They feel like the website's not very helpful and they try to do something else or go out of business altogether, depending on how much they're relying on the internet marketing side to grow their business. So all that is to say that you're kind of attracting these wrong clients if what you're doing is not giving them what they actually want. So like if the words on your website are geared towards people who are outsourcing or whatever, then that type of content is not giving the clients what they actually want, and therefore they're leaving the website. And so now let's go to the third thing. The third thing is most of the time, most websites don't provide the right path for success. And what I mean by that is like the path for success would be somebody shows up at the website, they consume the content that you have, and then they take the call to action to kind of take the next step towards becoming a client. That's kind of the path that you really want your website to go down. That's what it means to get a lead from your website, right? So another way to phrase that is what's a person supposed to do when they get to your website? And most of the time, you know, the path seems to be, you know, pick up the phone and you want the person to call you to hire you right on the spot. And of course, that is very seldom going to happen. I mean, it's just not going to happen unless it's the kind of client that you would have gotten anyway. And somebody did like a word of mouth referral. And, you know, the next thing you know, they checked out your website, and then they were going to call you anyway if you didn't have a website. So sometimes you'll get calls because of that. But most of the time, like if you're using your website to legitimately generate leads for you, it's unrealistic to think that someone's going to check out your website, say, oh, that guy can build an optimized website with clear call to actions and do keyword research. Let's hire him right now. It doesn't work that way. And so it's unrealistic to expect that type of a path to be successful on your website. Another one would be, do you expect them to like just go to your contact form and book a meeting to talk about keyword research and responsive design and conversion rate optimization? So you expect somebody who runs a chiropractor business, or someone who's an electrician, or somebody who's a custom home builder, or somebody who, you know, runs a local restaurant or whatever, to somehow magically stumble upon your website because they happen to be searching for words that they've never even heard of before? Well, let's kind of just cast that doubt out the window just for a minute and just say, hey, you know what? Okay. You know, a custom home builder or a chiropractor or a dietitian or, you know, whatever, they're on your website now. You expect them to go to the contact form and like book a meeting to talk about the stuff you're talking about on the website? That doesn't make any sense. And so, or what about this? How many times have you seen somebody say, hey, you know, I'm a web designer and all these other things, and, you know, let's book a free consultation, but you haven't given them any reason to book the consultation because they don't know about the things you're talking about. You're not giving them what they want, which is what we just talked about. And so because of that, it's an unrealistic path for success. And so what generally that means is, with those three things out of whack, being that you're talking to everybody, you're saying words that don't really resonate with anyone, and then you're expecting them to take some sort of a call to action where steps one and two were a complete fail, that's why no one's taking the call to action. That's why the train is off the rails even before you get to step three. So let's do just a quick review here over what we just talked about. So put yourself in your prospect's shoes, like just for a moment. So, you know, pretend that you are your ideal client, and, you know, whatever that looks like for you. Like if you like to work with people who are like run a med spa, or like a photographer, or, you know, doctors or dentists or chiropractors, electricians, local restaurant owners, you know, whatever it is, like whatever audience that you feel like would be like a great client for you, put yourself in their shoes for a second, and then go to your own website and ask yourself, who is this for? Like, what is the content that I'm reading? Who is this content written for? Is the content written for everybody in the most generic way possible? And if so, do you feel like it's speaking to you, right? And then step two, ask yourself, so step one was, who is this for? Step two is, ask yourself, what is this about? Right? So like the first question was, is this for me? Like, say I'm a chiropractor, you know, I'm going to this website. Does this website resonate with me? Do I feel like the owner of this website was creating it with me in mind? That's step one. Step two is, what is all of this about? Like, what am I reading about right now? And of course, do you find that, like, if you're a chiropractor, are you reading all sorts of things that you don't even really understand? Or do you feel like it's actually resonating with you? And then the third one is, ask yourself, why am I even here? Like, what am I supposed to do? What action? What's the call to action? What am I supposed to do? And then you kind of realize, hey, you know what? Am I supposed to like book a free consultation to talk about, you know, clear call to actions or whatever? I mean, it's like the whole path is just off kilter. It's not, you'll probably find that when you kind of say, who is this for? What is it about? And what am I supposed to do about it? The path to success really isn't there. That's kind of the whole point. And so, what do you do to actually change all of that? And so, like, the big idea, and this is, I say this all of the time, and I don't mean to be overly repetitive with it, but the whole idea for like how I help folks, you know, transition their business from being like a web design business attracting these low budget clients into more of like a business consultant who then can also have the technical skills to implement the things that they're talking about. That's the shift. It's the shift from being like a WordPress business to a business powered by WordPress. That's the big shift. And when you make that shift, it fundamentally changes your mindset, Because what we'll do together is we'll figure out how you can be intentional about pursuing the clients you can serve the best. And so I say that phrase all the time. That's one of the that's one of the mission statements, if you will, with regard to with regard to my business, the Double Stack Program, and how I can help you attract your ideal clients by putting you on the offense, meaning that you actually go out and make offers, like you proactively approach people as opposed to just kind of reactively waiting for them to somehow discover you organically, or, you know, pay for like Facebook ads or whatever that drive traffic to your site or something like that. That tends to be just a very reactive process. You really never know who you're going to get. You tend to be attracting clients that are outside the scope of your ideal clients. They tend to be really high, really low value, high stress clients. And the reason why is pretty much for what we just talked about. The copy, the messaging that you're putting out there regarding your business is resonating with the wrong people and pushing the right people away. And so if you want to fix that, if you want to kind of get that dialed in and, you know, and start attracting your ideal clients where you've got these high value long-term relationships, that's the whole point of the Double Stack Program, to like show you how to do it. And so if that sounds like the kind of thing that you want. So basically there's two things that we're talking about, right? So we're talking about how do you actually attract these clients? But then the other part, which is really closely related, we'll probably have to talk about this next week, is the price points. It's like, what are you actually going to charge? Can you charge enough to make it worth your while to actually keep your business open? And obviously, if the answer is no, that's a huge problem for your business. And part of that, the reason that we're having this conversation today, before we talk about pricing, is because if you're not attracting the right leads, you're never going to be able to offer anything that is the right price. So you're attracting the wrong audience. So all that is to say that if you want to dial this stuff in, you like want to get the right copy that attracts the right clients on your site, and you want to be able to charge these prices. Like you should be charging at least $3,000 per client to build a website, at least a very minimum. And then you should be getting these retainers in place for month to month income. Because if you're not doing that, if you don't have these retainers, and I'm not talking about WordPress maintenance and hosting, of course, offer that if you want to. You know, I see no reason not to offer that if you feel comfortable with it. And I can even show you some concepts, like some ways that you can offer WordPress hosting and maintenance and that kind of stuff without having to be on the hook all the time for like midnight phone calls for people that forgot their passwords to their email accounts or something. So anyway, all that is to say that offer WordPress maintenance and hosting if you want to, but that's just a tiny little sprinkle. That's like the cherry on top. You need to actually get to build the ice cream sundae, which is all the other stuff that you need to be doing. So why did you build a $3,000 or more, a $3,000 minimum website? And why did you build that? And then, you know, then begin to answer those reasons and do that stuff, right? That's how you figure out what to put in the retainers. And if you're kind of stuck on that, let's talk about it. Let me show you like almost 20 different things that you could put into your monthly retainers that will make a difference for your clients. And so that will look like it. I'll introduce you to some additional technical tools you might not have heard of before. We'll talk about other tools that you probably have heard of before, like email marketing and social media and all these other types of things. How can you actually put that into a retainer in a way that actually resonates with your client? Because if you go out there and say, I'll send your newsletter every month for you, or hey, you know what? Why don't you just buy 10 of my hours and I'll just do whatever you say? You know, prepaid hours never sell. And another thing that never sells is WordPress maintenance and hosting. So like if you're out there trying to onboard clients into a maintenance package and you're going to charge more than about $100 a month for it, everyone's going to say no. Everyone's going to roll the dice on the fact that their site will probably be fine or they can do it themselves or whatever. And everyone's going to say no, that doesn't work. And so if you're feeling stuck with regard to how to get these retainers in place, let's absolutely talk about these things. So here's some, sure, let's see 20 different things. That would be great. So yeah, if you feel like you want to talk about the different kinds of things to put in retainers, you know, it's very difficult to do that in the context here where we've got like 1,000 people on board, because the different clients need different things. Like you wouldn't do the same things for a local restaurant that you would do for a chiropractor or a life coach or a personal trainer, like all of these different types of businesses have different types of needs. And so what we need to do is we need to dig in and figure out like who are the clients you want to be working with? What industries are they in? And what are their goals? Like what kind of outcomes do they have in mind? And then we put together the strategy to actually make a difference for them. And that's where the retainer comes in, the exercising of the platform that you just built. So if that's the kind of thing you want to talk about, let's head over to doublestack.net/call. And that's going to put you on a page where you can book a 45-minute session to talk with me about these very things so that you can dial in your copy and the marketing and reach out to the clients you actually want to be working with and charging the prices that you really need. And not just that you need, but your client needs too. If your client's only willing to spend $500 on a website, they're not going to get the results they actually need. So it's better for them if they invest at a higher ticket rate. They're not investing at a higher ticket rate right now for a couple of reasons. The big one is they have no confidence in what they're investing in. And so let's talk about how to actually show up with leadership and genuine integrity to instill confidence in your client. Because as soon as you do that, you're going to find that the tables have dramatically turned. It's a fundamental shift. It's not just let me show you some information. Let me tell you a thing or two that you might have not have heard of before. I'm talking about physically almost turning the tables around in a way that you fundamentally transform the type of business and service that you provide to your clients. So, and when you do that, that dramatically sets you apart from everybody else because very few people are showing up for their clients with leadership and confidence and with integrity. And when I say integrity, what I mean is offering them a service that will have a positive return on investment because you care about the results and you care about the clients and you care about doing a good job and not just in terms of technically implementing something well. You know, most people tend to care about that. But what I'm talking about is caring enough about the client to actually see them through to getting the results they actually want. So it's a larger mindset than just, you know, tell me what to do and I'll do a good job doing it. This is, let me show you what I think you ought to be doing because you're the one with the experience, the client is not. And so if you want to figure out how do you have a client meeting like that and how do you structure your pricing so that you're getting these high value clients without pricing yourself out of the market, and you want to figure out how to like dial in your copy so that you're really resonating with the types of clients you want to be working with, let's get on the phone and talk about it for free for 45 minutes. And, you know, I think you're going to find that it's a really eye-opening experience. And we'll put this step-by-step plan in place for exactly how you can get these types of results for your business and for your client's business too. So, okay, here's a quick bonus. I think we have just a couple minutes left. So the quick bonus that I see all the time on most people's websites, like web designers, you know, WordPress contractors, things like that. And it's the about page. The about page tends to be a big mess or almost, sometimes it's even missing entirely. And one of the things that's really important, like if you want to be attracting clients that like you and that you like working with, and you have the mindset behind it to really build out these like long-term, deep, meaningful relationships, the about page needs to be there and it needs to be really good. So create a good about page and put a decent picture of yourself on it. And that's a really important component. People want to see who they're talking to. You don't want to be this faceless technical solution. You want to be like a real person that cares and that helps folks. So like put an actual, like get somebody to like, I mean, you can do it with an iPhone or whatever. You don't have to like hire a professional photographer if you don't want, but like go outside, you know, stand by a tree or something and get like a real actual picture of you and your face and put it on your about page. So that's thing number one. I'm going to give you three things. Thing number two is don't describe your business like it was just like some kind of accident that it just worked out. You know, like how many, I can't even tell you how many times I come across an about page and someone says, well, you know, I had no idea I was ever going to be a web designer. I was doing this. And the next thing you know, my brother said, hey, can you build me a website? And I did, and I liked it. Now I can build one for you too. It's just so coincidental that it just happened to, I mean, people say all that kind of stuff all the time. Like they frame their business like, well, they intended to be something else, but well, look at that. I actually like building websites. You know, that doesn't instill confidence in anybody. And it really plays your skills short. Like you can probably do a much better job than a story like that suggests to your clients. So don't do that. So don't describe your business like it was just some sort of an accident that just happened to work out. And then the third thing is let people know what to expect when they get in touch with you. And I don't mean what to expect in terms of like necessarily like the, you know, the technical things you're going to be talking about or whatever. Give them something to like about you, like something to talk about, you know, some things that something kind of personal, perhaps, you know, like, you know, what kind of people do you like working with, for example? And if you went to somebody's website and they said, you know, some of the things that you're interested in, like, for example, I like kayaking. I like playing the guitar. You know, I'm interested in like learning Spanish. I mean, there's a bunch of different things that I like to do. And or I also like organic gardening. I like all kinds of things. And so like if I went to somebody's website and they said that they like to, you know, they like organic gardening or kayaking or they were musicians or something, you know, that would be something that we would like about one another. We could talk about that. And that's what the about page is for. It's what are you about, right? And so, you know, so put something meaningful like that on the about page and list some things that you like to do in your personal time and what to expect when they come to see you or when they call you or whatever. You know, put some kind of expectation in place with regard to what you're all about and what the situation's going to be like when they get to you. And don't downplay your ability to really help. And you know, definitely don't create the idea that you're just kind of half-heartedly there by accident and by chance because you really intended to do something else. But lo and behold, it turns out that you actually like to build websites. So don't treat your business like it was an accident that just happened to work out. And, you know, do those other things too. So get a good picture, you know, treat your business like it's legit, and then, you know, let people know what to expect when they contact you. And if you don't have an about page at all, you know, get one, stick that kind of content on there. And I think you're going to find that it presents your business with a much more personal experience and you separate yourself from the folks that just have technical services and so forth on the site and that don't really even care to introduce themselves to the people they're trying to serve. So there you go. That's just a bonus tip specifically about an about page. So again, if any of this stuff is confusing or you feel like it's out of reach or you don't really know how to take that next step, or if you just want to talk about it in general, head over to doublestack.net/call and we'll get on the phone and we'll put a plan in place so that you can begin to make progress in this direction so that you can dramatically increase your pricing without worrying about pricing yourself out of the market so that you can create copy that actually brings in the type of clients you really want to work with while kind of pushing the other ones, the cheap projects kind of off to the side, as opposed to what it's probably like right now where the opposite is happening. You're attracting the cheap clients to your website and kind of discouraging your ideal clients from engaging. And so we'll talk about all that stuff. So head over to doublestack.net/call, book a time. You'll see my calendar. And again, it's just you and me. So, there's not a whole lot of slots available, but I try to make as many as I can. So, you know, pick a time that works well for you and book it. And then the next screen that you're going to see is just a little quick questionnaire where I ask you for like your website so I can check that out beforehand. So when we get on the phone, we can really cram that 45 minutes with as much value and awesomeness as possible. So head over to doublestack.net/call and check it out. So pick a time that works for you. We'll get on the phone and I look forward to talking to you. So if any of this stuff kind of rings a bell with you or you want to ask any questions, you know, I'll be keeping an eye out on these comments. So post a comment in there and we can continue the conversation there. And if you want to kind of get this conversation to go, head over and subscribe to one of the podcasts. We've got our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and if you just kind of want to be updated, you know, subscribe to the email list too, and I'll email you out replays for these sessions so you don't miss them. So awesome, guys. Great talking to you. And a high five for the week. Boop. And look forward to connecting in next Tuesday. And we're probably going to be talking about pricing because pricing is a fundamental and probably the most critical aspect to your business. If you don't charge the right price, you're never going to hit the income goals you're looking for. And this is kind of having the content and your messaging and all that stuff to attract your ideal clients is going to be a critical component to really dial in before you get the pricing structure right. So if you want to jumpstart it again, definitely let's get on the phone and talk. doublestack.net/call. And we'll talk about it. Until then, have a great week. Boop. And serve your clients. All right. Take care. Talk to you next week.